Hey guys, so this video is called Three Beliefs That Muslims Must Change to Be Saved. So there are several doctrines in the Quran and in the Muslim faith that are preventing those people from being saved. And these are three beliefs that they must change in order to come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first belief that Muslims must change in order to go to heaven and be saved is that Jesus is the Son of God. They must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. The Bible says in 1 John 2, verse 22, "Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also." So the Bible says if you refuse to acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God and put your faith in him as the Son of God, you do not have God. You are not saved. The Bible's really clear that you must believe that Jesus is the Son of God to go to heaven. The Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Muslims will also say, "Allah doesn't have a son. God doesn't have a son." They must change that belief. They must repent of that false doctrine in order to be saved, since there's only one God, who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. There are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. So when I say that Jesus is the Son of God, that goes in tandem with something else in the Bible, and that is the fact that the Son of God is God. So they must believe on the Son of God, which the Bible says is salvation. And who is the Son of God? What does that exactly mean? Who are you believing on? You're believing on God manifest in the flesh. Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. The Bible is really clear that Jesus is God who created the world. The Bible says that Jesus created the world, and the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word is Jesus Christ. And then in verse 14, he says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So the Bible is really clear. God the Father says to Jesus, "Unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom." So Muslims must believe on the Son of God. They say that, "Oh, Jesus never said he was the Son of God." That's patently false, because there are at least two occasions in the Gospels where Jesus claims to be the Son of God. The whole Bible says that Jesus is the Son of God. And you have other people in the Gospels proclaiming that Jesus is the Son of God, and Jesus does not rebuke them or correct them. He basically blesses them for speaking something that is true. And in case you don't believe that Jesus admitted and preached that he is the Son of God, the Bible says in John 9, verse 35, "Jesus heard that they had cast him out." This is a man who Jesus had just healed of blindness. And the Pharisees didn't like that this had been done. The Bible says Jesus had heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, "Dost thou believe on the Son of God?" So Jesus goes and he finds this blind man that he healed. And he asks him in verse 35, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" So the guy is going to answer, does he believe in the Son of God or not? He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee." So you clearly have this guy in John chapter 9 saying to Jesus, you know, Jesus asks him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He responds, "Who is the Son of God, so I can believe on him?" Jesus says, "You've seen him, and it's the person talking to you right now." How much more clear can the Bible get? Jesus said, "You're talking to the Son of God." Jesus admitting that he's the Son of God. We must believe on the name of the Son of God. And who is the Son of God? He is God manifest in the flesh. He is the creator of heaven and earth. So the second thing that Muslims must change in their doctrine and in their belief in order to go to heaven is that Jesus Christ did not die on the cross. And the Bible is really clear that we must believe that Jesus died for and paid for our sins on the cross. The majority belief in Islam is that Jesus didn't actually die, that he was just made to appear to be dead, and that God spared him from death. But the Bible's really clear that Jesus had to die in order to save us from our sins. And Jesus is real. He constantly preached that he was going to die and rise again. And he lets us know that it wasn't just some, smoke screen. It wasn't some sleight of hand by God. The physical body of Jesus Christ died. His soul descended into hell for 3 days and three nights. His body was buried and he rose again. And Jesus is really clear that, yes, in this verse, that he is deity, God, yeah, and that he also died. He says in Revelation 1, verse 17, at the end, he says, "Fear not, I am the first and the last." Who is the first and the last? It's the Lord, it's deity, it's God. And he says in verse 18, "I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." So Jesus says in Revelation 1, "I am he that liveth and was dead." Okay, the Bible says that Jesus died for your sins according to the scriptures. This is something that you must believe to be saved. It's the paramount point of the gospel, that Christ died for your sins. The Bible says that this is the gospel, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Muslims must repent of the belief that Jesus didn't die on the cross, because he did. Jesus said he was going to die. The whole Bible teaches he died for our sins. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for our sins. Without the shedding of the blood of Christ, there is no forgiveness for our sins, past, present, or future. And we have to understand it comes through the death of Christ and later his resurrection. So Muslims must believe that Christ died for their sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day. The third things that Muslims must change is their belief that their works will get them to heaven. So after they come to the understanding that God does have a son, his name is Jesus Christ, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, they must also believe that he is deity, that the Son of God is deity. That's what is the Son of God? The Son of God is deity. It is God. It is the creator. It's the eternal God. So they also must believe that he died, which they don't. But thirdly, they must believe that salvation is not by works and it's only by faith in the Son of God. So not only do they have to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he did die and rise again for their sins, they must understand that salvation is in that cross of Christ alone, and it's not based on our works at all. The Bible says, "By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So salvation has nothing to do with works, and we cannot add our works to what Christ did. We must put our complete faith in the cross of Christ. That means salvation is not dependent upon my ability to pray five times a day, my ability to keep the law of God, my ability to live a godly and holy life. None of those actions or efforts can get me to heaven, for the simple fact that I have sinned, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are sinners. What we need is complete forgiveness for our sins. And it doesn't come through our works or our religious works, which the Bible says are filthy rags to God. My best religious works, absent of the Holy Spirit, the best that I can do, my greatest potential in my flesh, is like filthy rags to God. What we need is to claim Christ's blood to forgive us of our sins, past, present, and future, and understand that it is his righteousness and his life that gets us to heaven and saves us from condemnation and hell, not our own works, not our own religion, not stepping foot in a church, a mosque, or anything. Salvation comes when you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So Muslims must put their faith in Christ alone for salvation, just like anybody else. But that means that they're taking that faith off their works and putting it completely on Jesus Christ. You're taking your faith off of the Quran, which contradicts the Bible, and instead you're choosing to believe the Bible and the words of Jesus Christ by faith. Who Jesus Christ said, I am the Son of God. Jesus Christ said, I'm going to die and rise again the third day. I'm going to be delivered into the hands of sinful men. I'm going to die and rise again. Jesus said it. We should believe it. Sadly, the account of the Bible, the Word of God, contradicts the Quran. Well, if we want to be saved, we have to turn from those beliefs that are causing us to deny the Bible and instead put our faith in the Word of God, which says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this video. God bless you. Have a good day.